Hello, it's Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com again. Like always, three times a week we write up a value-priced wine review on the CheapWineFinder.com website. And when we're done writing, we plug in the microphone, and well, here we are. And today we've got a wine from Aldi. It has a yellow label, which stood out. Aldi tends to have kind of drab labeling on their wines. They don't spend any money on the labels. And this is called the 8 Plumas Sauvignon Blanc. And if you notice, I didn't give a year because it's non-vintage. And this is one of those wines that, you, on the surface, you don't think is going to be any good because, one, it's a store brand. It's $5.99. It's non-vintage. Like, why is it non-vintage? It's from Spain, but it's not from any particular part of Spain. So it's like, you know, what's there to hang your hat on with this wine? And it turns out it's from a co-op. It's one of the largest co-ops. They have 75,000 farmers and ranches. They're one of the largest olive oil and olive producers in the world. They do any kind of food products in Spain. They're a big deal, and they have a ton of vineyards, which is why there is no, you know, it's not from any typical growing region, because these are, they're from all over. A co-op usually gets small farmers and ranchers here together who are too small on their own to be competitive in the marketplace, but when they band together, they can make enough of any product to be competitive and get the price right. And in Aldi is the king of value-priced wines in Spain. So, you know, even though everything about this is like, I don't know, it might be pretty good. And the 8 plumas is 8 feathers. Plumas is kind of like plumage. What it has to do with Sauvignon Blanc, I do not know. So, everything about this wine says, I don't know about this. So let's take a sip and let's see what we do know about it. The nose is really nice. It's got some cotton candy going on. It's got some spice. It's got some lemons and melons and apples. It's 12% alcohol, and one of the problems here is that the body is so light. You know, it's not watery, but it's not far from watery. So it doesn't have a lot of, it doesn't have enough body to for the flavors to really hold on to. It's not bad flavors. What's there is fine. It's just kind of light. I'm going to take another sip. And like I said, it's not bad. But then again, you got to think, and I'll finish this thought after I sip. What's this wine for? And, you know, because it's not even the best inexpensive Sauvignon Blanc at Aldi. There's a $6.99 or $7.99 Sunshine Marlboro Malbec that's just perfectly good. $2 more, you get a decent Marlboro New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. So, you know, and Spain is exactly known as the king of Sauvignon Blanc wines. They really don't do this kind of white wines that often. Not that they never do it, but it's not their specialty. What this wine can do, it's too light to be a food wine. I mean, you have to have a really, really light, you know, maybe a salad of some sort, but, you know, not with, it'd probably do fine with that, or maybe even cold shrimp or something. But what this does, if you have a cooler, you got ice, you can stick this in there on a hot, hot summer's day. At 12%, you can sip on this all afternoon long. I mean, it's not one of those wines that invite you to take a sip, you know, every 10 seconds. You can quench your thirst when you need to quench your thirst. And you can pretty much have a European bistro lifestyle with this wine, where you would just go to a, you know, an outside table with one of those big umbrellas over in a plaza with a huge church along the way and people walking by, and you just sip wine and watch the world go by. You can do that with this wine. You know, it's not going to be a party wine. It's not going to be a wine you have with food. It's not going to be your Netflix Tuesday night wine. But if you just want to blaze away on a hot summer, afternoon or night, this wine is going to come in handy. So keep that in mind, where you might not just want to drink it, though it tastes fine, but it's just way too light-bodied. It does have its purposes, because, you know, if it had bad flavors or something, then you'd just want to pour it out. But what's there tastes good, it just needs more of what's there. And ice cold, on a hot day, this would do the trick. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefighter.com. The 8 Plumas Sauvignon Blanc from Aldi, $5.99, is more of a wine for a certain occasion than it is an all-round wine. But with the weather getting hotter, it's an occasion that's going to happen more frequently. So keep it in mind. It is a cooler. It does taste good for that, and it does do well on ice. Sometimes a really good wine, you don't want to ice up too much because it kills the flavor. This one you can ice up and you'll be very happy with. So adios, keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days. See you later. Bye-bye.